Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What an exciting time. How many of you noticed the energy? Maybe didn't sleep quite as well or feel a little like, whoa, what's happening? Things are changing on planet Earth and all around it. So I'm talking today about spirit and body harmony, okay? First of all, you have to realize you are spirit. You are not your body. And not only that you are spirit, but you have a body. And you are responsible for that body. Oh, whoops. So what is the best thing we can do to create harmony between two things? Communicate. Have you ever seen two people that are just not getting along and they argue and so forth, and then they actually begin to communicate and they find out maybe they're talking about the same thing, just in different vibrations or in different ways? I think it's very entertaining. Sometimes I'm talking to somebody and they'll say, "We're not disagreeing, we're just saying this differently." Okay. So spirit and body, you know, you want to think of male and female, and people think those are different. No comparison. You can't get any different than spirit and body. Spirit is all-knowing, all-powerful, all-seeing. Spirit can expand to the size of the universe. It can contract to the size of the smallest thing in our awareness, which I don't even know the name of it is. They keep creating so many new things. So you want to be aware that as spirit, you are unbelievable. The body, the human body, cannot comprehend you. But you are here, focused on this little planet called Earth, on this particular body called whatever your name is. And the challenge is to pay attention to it, because there's really a lot in the universe to pay attention to that's quite fascinating. But if you don't put your attention as spirit on your body, it's going to be difficult for you to create what you want, much less with harmony. Now, I want to just reiterate the things we teach here, which I believe are the most important ways that you can experience a communication between you, the spirit, and your body, and begin that journey to harmony with your physical creativity. So everybody, just close your eyes, take some nice deep breaths, let the body relax, and then create a flow of energy from near the base of your spine. This is where your first chakra is located. This is an energy center that has all of your information on a spiritual level about how to create in a physical body. People are always wanting to deal with the upper chakras. Whoa, get that first chakra together first, or you're going to have a little trouble. So be aware of that first chakra and create that flow from it through the chair and the floor, all the layers of the earth until it comes to the center of the earth. And let that flow connect you, the spirit, to your body, and you and your body to this planet. It's really our bigger body, but that's another topic for another day. Take a nice deep breath or two. Let your body adjust to being grounded. If you've spent a good deal of your life not being grounded, it will take some adjustment. When you are grounded, you are communicating as spirit to your body that you are present, that you will keep it safe and stable. Now you, as I mentioned, are this amazing spark of the divine. You cannot be comprehended by your intellect. Gosh, people try. So what you want to do is experience yourself. Some of you have, maybe some of you haven't really. But I want you to experience yourself in a way that can be harmonious with your body. So allow a bright spark of you to come to the top of your head. And just be there for a moment. Let yourself communicate to your body of your existence. You are the light and the life of your body. Be aware that you can inhabit this body without diminishing yourself in any way. And the body can receive you and work with you without being harmed in any way when you do it correctly. You've started with grounding, which is your foundation. Now just let yourself, that spark of light that's you, come to the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. Let yourself shine there for a moment, letting the body know you are here. You are with it. A lot of problems that people have really relate to how much the soul is outside the body and how often it doesn't ground the body and value the body and work with it. Breathe in, breathe out. And I want you to use your grounding to help you let go of things you've stored within yourself that are not true about you, the spirit. You know, those lies that say spirit is outside of you, spirit relates to death, spirit, you know, all those joyous things that you get taught that aren't necessarily true. Only God is spirit. Let go of those lies and be aware that you are spirit. You are a spark of that divine force. And you are here creating in this body on this planet. Now, it's like anything else. We can create with disturbance, conflict, lack of communication. I mean, that's popular lately. Or you can communicate with your body with harmony, with appreciation, with respect. You might even grow into a space of being able to love your body. So next, let's release from the body anything that says it's not okay. Could be religious training, bodies are bad. Or maybe the idea that your particular body is bad. Could be family training. You never do anything right. You're not as good as your older siblings. You're not very smart. You're not as pretty as, or as handsome as, or all that nonsense. You are spirit. You are bright. You are creative. You're infinitely beautiful. So let those things go. That's the beauty of the grounding cord. Not only does it create a safe and stable place, it's a release. It's a way to let go of trash you've picked up along the way. And we all pick it up. Breathe in, breathe out, allowing yourself to be more fully in the center of your head by making room, by letting go of the lies that are anywhere between you, the spirit, and your beautiful body. It's your creation. It's your creative space. Now, I want to give you a moment just to be grounded and centered in your head and be aware of that ability to have union between spirit and body. Remember, I commented how huge you are if you look at yourself on an intellectual level, and not all of that is meant to come into the body. Only a part of you needs to abide in the center of your head. Experience that spiritual part of you right? From the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes, be aware of your body around you. Be aware of caring for it. Be aware of appreciating it for all the life experiences it provides for you. I know a lot of people who say, oh, bodies, blah, blah, you know, they aren't pleasant things they say. But look at the experiences you've created in this single lifetime. All the things you've learned. All the things you've shared. You may not like some of them, but it doesn't mean you didn't gain a great deal from the experience. Take a few moments and just validate your body and what you gained through it. Talk to it about how much you appreciate at least one or two experiences that you've shared, that you've had in this body. Harmonize with it for a moment. Show it you appreciate it. It's amazing what one body can provide for us. Just appreciate what yours has provided for you so far. Remember to breathe. Now, you remember I said that one of the most important things in harmonizing is communicating. So communicating as spirit to the body and allowing the body to communicate with you is an important lesson to learn in any lifetime. And the more you're aware of yourself, the spirit, and your body, the more in charge you will be of your creativity through this body. So right at the cleft of your throat is our communication system. I want you to stay in the center of your head. You don't want to go into these other areas. It'd be like trying to crawl into a machine. You'll just mess it up. So be there in that space in the center of your head and be aware of the area at the cleft of your throat. Won't go into the details, but one of the many aspects there is what we call the inner voice. It's basically where you speak to you, spirit to body. I want you to, from the center of your head, being grounded, say hello to yourself. And receive a hello in return. You have all of your own answers. When you ground and center and focus in the center of your head, listening to yourself, you will find your answers. So I'd like for all of you to ask the same question, and that is how you can enhance your spirit-body communication. Some people might find meditation is incredibly helpful. Quiet the physical in order to hear the spiritual. As you're meditating on this, be aware that the body communicates to you with emotions. Do you tune in to your body's emotions? Or do you invalidate them, ignore them, pretend they're unimportant? You, the spirit, communicate with many spiritual levels of communication, such as pictures and vibrations and symbols. I want you to take a moment right now and tune in to a question that you have for yourself. Whatever it is, be still and meditate on it using techniques of grounding and centering, being aware of your inner voice, and being still to hear the answer. Question, quiet, and hear the answer. It may come to you as an emotion from your body telling you about something. It may come to you in a picture. It may just come to you in a feeling. Know yourself. That in knowing yourself, you create harmony because you are spirit in a body. I want you to just take a moment and meditate on that. You are spirit. You have a body to create. Some people begin to turn on spiritually and then say, why bother to have a body? That's a good question. Well, when you were a child, did you ever get a glass and let the sun shine through it and start a fire? It's great fun. You can do all kinds of things when you're a kid and get away with it. Hopefully. Well, that's like being in a body. You're going to take one thing, for you, a small thing, and focus on it in a particular body. That's why you pick what you pick. It's to help you learn a lesson. So you have spirit and body harmony when you're working together on that lesson. So let's just jump right to the chase to get some harmony. Be in the center of your head, be grounded, and tune into what's your lesson this lifetime. Don't worry, we're both teaching things and learning things. What are you here to learn? Maybe it's something simple like not to compete. Because when you do, you invalidate yourself and the person with whom you're competing. Maybe it's to learn to be able to validate your beauty and your brilliance as spirit. Maybe it's to help children. Maybe it's to bear children. We have so many things we're doing in a body. Maybe it's to feed people. What are you here to learn? And I want you then to look at how your body is helping you learn this level of information. Maybe it's humility. Maybe it's power. We have to learn all the lessons. What's this body for? I highly recommend a little amusement. There's nothing more difficult than looking at lessons with no amusement. Lessons are creative, ideally joyous. Some of them may be really a lot more joyous after we're finished with them, but... But we look back and find our amusement. Take some nice deep breaths. Be in the center of your head and just meditate on what benefit your body has been to you thus far. Gosh, I've learned this and this and this. Maybe you're learning to be loving. That can take a lot of lifetimes. Notice if you're experiencing any more harmony between you and your body as you begin to communicate with it about how much it's done for you. Well, let's listen to it for a moment. So from neutral, in the center of your head, listen to what your body's main emotion is at this point in time. And then be aware of what that means for you. How can you respond? Maybe you have some concepts that are not beneficial. Maybe you think when your body sends you fear, you need to give it a hamburger. Breathe in, breathe out, find amusement, and allow yourself to learn how to deal with your body. So whatever your body's sending you, go ahead. Meditate on what is the most healing response. If it's sending you fear, maybe what you need to do is open your eyes and get out of the way of the truck that's coming towards you. Maybe it's sending you joy and you haven't figured out how to deal with that yet. Maybe it's sadness. Is it an emotion you don't want, so you ignore and invalidate your body? To truly have harmony between spirit and body, we have to accept it the way it is. And it does do all the things that bodies do. So just communicate with it for a moment. Its emotions, your response. You are amazingly loving as spirit. Remember, God is love. Love is God. You're part of God. Ha, that makes you loving. The only problem with this is how much mess you've created in your body or accepted within your body that keeps the love from flowing through you. Use your grounding. Give yourself permission to let your body experience just a little bit of that vibration we call love. Let it come into the top of your head and into the center of your head and flow into you as you can. But remember, it's not going to work unless you use your grounding to let go of whatever's in the way. Let go of the fear. Let go of the fear of yourself. Let go of the fear of your brilliance, your beauty, and your love. Let it go down your grounding cord and allow more of you to come in to that nice body you have. I watch lots of people open spiritually and begin to wake up. And the main thing most people are afraid of is themselves. Give yourself permission to communicate and begin to let go of that fear of you. That brilliance, that power, that beauty. Oh my God, somebody might see me. Oh, they will. All right, be in the present moment. And then let's create a nice bright gold sun, everybody, above your head. And let that light from that gold sun come into the top of your head and flow through your body to the center of the earth. And as this gold energy is flowing through your body, let it cleanse the body. Be aware that you as spirit or allowing the body to cleanse in order to receive more of you. Then let's ask Jesus to be here with us. He was an amazing soul. Unfortunately, many groups try to make him a god. And he is, but then so are you. Everybody is a part of God. So breathe in, breathe out, say hello to this great soul, and ask him what you can do in your life to enhance your spirit-body harmony. And listen. And ask Jesus to give you a healing to help you enhance your spirit-body harmony. And let yourself receive. Remember to breathe. Thank Jesus for the healing. Thank him for having the courage to come and do what he did, to give us this fabulous information so that we too can learn to know ourselves and create spirit-body harmony. All right, now as we continue to allow this gold energy to flow through us, let's let go of this great soul and tune into your God. I believe that God is all things. That upsets some people. We don't want God to be things they don't like. Too bad. Allow yourself to tune into your God and receive by saying hello and receiving a hello in return. I want you to just have a nice quiet meditation with your God, experiencing your spirit and body harmony. Take a nice deep breath. Bring your attention back to the physical world and be aware that you are spirit. And you have the joy and, yes, the privilege of being in a physical body on planet Earth. Enhance your grounding. Come back to the center of your head and validate what an amazing experience this is. You might want to pat your knee. Be in the present with the body. Open your eyes and say hello. 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 Now, as you go through the week, if you find you have frustrations, just remember you and all your power, all your ability, all your beauty, and some of those physical problems might just become a little less overwhelming for you. You are spirit. You are part of God, and you've chosen to be in a body to do something this lifetime. And my recommendation is you have fun.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.